All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa!
And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
What does every grocery store aisle now have in common? Products that come in paper packaging. And we don't just mean the obvious ones like cereal boxes and juice cartons. From beauty products to boxed water, there are more opportunities to go paper-tarian than ever before. So why should you? Because paper comes from a renewable resource and can be recycled up to 7 times. Simply put, it's the smart choice for the environment. And it turns out, the easiest choice for you. Learn more at howlifeunfolds.com/papertarian.
R&B money! We up! Tank. Jake Valentine. We are the authorities on all things R&B.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Tank.
Jay Valentine.
And this is the R&B Money Podcast. The authority!
Yeah, nigga.
God yeah. Damn it! It's the authority of all things R&B.
Yeah.
Huh? Oh, you thought we couldn't do it?
We did it.
We couldn't pull it off.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jay Valentine say, every day of the week is this day.
Yes. Huh? That's how I live my life.
That's how he live his life.
Yes, yeah, how I live my life.
Every day of the week. You know, you gotta be a bad motherfucker to name yourself everybody's favorite day of the week. Huh?
Thank God.
Thank God. It's Friday. Yeah. Get up here, y'all. Yeah. Yes.
Hey. What's up, man?
Come on, man. Really? Man,
appreciate y'all for having me, bro.
Man, listen. Absolutely. Listen. I want to get this out of the way really fast. I'm going to try to make it fast. So I got this guy running promotion. Remember the guy that was running promotion on my page for the mixtapes?
Yes. Yes.
That you didn't like it. You told me. But anyway.
Shit was weak.
I tried it. Yeah. And anyway, so.
Nigga, I know what you're talking about.
So so he's cracking, right? Got the album. He on fire. Cut to now, then I'm going to go back to the pad. He's cracking. I'm like, I need him. I got a song that I need him on.
Yeah.
So I go to DM Friday. And I see all these messages.
Like, Friday's already there.
Friday's already there. Yeah. And I hadn't seen him, right. So I hadn't responded.
Right.
But the other guy had seen it and was trying to charge him to get on the mixtape.
500.
Yeah.
And I was, and at that point, I was kind of embarrassed because I was like, oh shit. He for damn sure.
Hey, look, I was hip. I thought it was real at first, bro, but I started getting hip to it, though.
You should charge this nigga 500.
I ain't gonna do it. I started getting hip to it, bro.
Thank you.
All y'all should stop that, because it was a lot of niggas be falling for it.
It was, I thought, you know, he was actually putting out mixtapes, but then when I was like, hold on, this ain't adding up. Yeah. This ain't adding up to actually what I want to do.
Yeah.
And so when I went to that page and I saw the interaction, I saw that you had been trying to get to me for a second.
Yeah.
It just, for me, outside of, you know, feeling crazy that you had already been there and I could have signed you and we could have been partners in music. It just, you know, confirmed the fact that, you know, your destiny is what it is.
Yeah.
Like, you're supposed to be here.
Facts.
And regardless of who or what the vehicle is, it was going to be figured out and you were going to be who you are.
Yeah, that's for sure.
No matter what.
Yeah.
And then moving forward, as I'm listening to the project and I hear moms,
mm-hmm.
and I hear the spirituality and I hear the connection, I'm like, this, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. It all makes sense. So all that to say, man, from you just hitting in my DM and saying, man, let's work, let's do something,
yeah.
to me not knowing you doing it, to me hitting you in the DM saying, hey, man, let's work, let's do something, to now you being here with us at the R&B Money Podcast, man, we appreciate that.
Nah, it's love, bro.
And sure. it's an unconscious full circle moment, mm-hmm. if I can say it that way.
Mm-hmm.
So, I hit you. I work out to your shit.
Appreciate that.
You got to go and see your request, man, and see the people that be in there. I can only imagine.
I can only imagine. Yeah. Friday was in.
We could change the world.
We could have changed. God did.
And you trying to get.
It's sitting right here.
You trying to get a little funky ass 500.
You know what I'm saying? Ladies and gentlemen, hit me.
You know what? You want me to give you 500?
Please.
Shit, man.
Save your 500s and just hit me, man. So Friday, we like to do this, man. We love to go back to the beginning.
Come on, Philly.
We love to see, you know, talk about the humble beginnings, where it started and where the process began for you, and who told you, who said to you, was it moms? It was like, you have something.
Yeah.
You have it. Mm-hmm. What was it?
Is that your Haitian accent? You know, this nigga tries a different thing. He be trying his accent.
First of all, you gotta let me, you know what I'm saying? You gotta let me try.
You gotta put some French on it too. Okay. Though.
You have something. You have something to be.
It was like that though. My pop was like a musician. He was a pastor too.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like he had the piano around. He played the guitar a little bit. You know, like one of them pastors that could do anything around mm-hmm. the church type shit. So I just picked it up easy. All my brothers. Mm-hmm. We had the piano in the house.
How many brothers you say?
I got three brothers.
Okay.
Now I got like three close cousins. Mm-hmm. My mother brother. You know what I'm saying? So it was just natural. I'm the youngest too. So they all playing instruments. I'm like 3 years old. I'm just watching them. So I'm just getting on the keys at like 5, start singing in church like probably like 8. You know what I'm saying? So I'm taking everything they doing and just really becoming like the, you know what I'm saying, the young genius.
You're the monster.
Yeah, for sure. You're the exactly. So like by the time I was like 10, I was leading like the big choir. Like I was leading like the growing choir, like giving them 3-part harmonies. You know what I'm saying? Playing every instrument in the church. So that's where it came from, for sure.
What instruments did you play?
I play piano, bass, guitar, and drums.
And you just learned all of it just being in the church?
Yeah.
Nobody taught you nothing, just pick it up?
Yeah, you just, after church, it's just like you just listen to something and you just try to follow it.
It's osmosis. Right.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? You just absorb it.
Yeah. It's natural,
yeah,
bro.
It's not
even something, it's like, how? It's just like, it just happened naturally.
Yeah.
You love it. You listen to the songs in church, and then you just follow it. And then, like, years go by, you're just getting better and better by ear.
So you singing, too?
Yeah, hell yeah.
You wasn't, because you from Philly. So yeah. That's why I'm asking that. Like, so was there ever, like, a, I don't know if I want to sing. I might want to rap.
Yeah, it was like, so I used to listen like the Boys and Men a lot. That was like the first, outside of church, the first people. I'm like, yeah, I feel where they coming from, the emotion and all that. So, and then like growing up in Philly, I'm still trying to find my identity. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Coming from the church and then outside of the church, just going through my life, you know what I'm saying? Living how I live and then the R&B, I'm trying to put it all in one. You know what I'm saying? Especially with like the type of voice I got. I wouldn't consider me like the best singer, but I had to like find my sound. So he was like, all right, he his own person. Where it's like.
So early on, you was on that. Like, I got to find my own voice. I got to find my own
sound. And it took a long time. Like, at first, I was trying to follow Boyz II Men. Like, you know what I'm saying? Niggas like Tank. I used to be on YouTube just watching niggas, bro. Like, Jamie Foxx, Tank, Brian McKnight.
Yeah.
Play the keys. That's who I wanted to be. But, like, growing up. Bro, I'll say, like, I ain't gonna lie. 2015, 2014, bro. Y'all might disagree. I feel like R&B shifted, bro.
Oh, no, I agree with you. What do you mean?
Like, when Tory Lanez came out.
Tory Lanez, Bryson Tiller, absolutely.
I looked around, I was like, these are the people, you already got your fan base, so you good. Mm-hmm. Brian May, y'all already got your fan base. But I looked around, I was like, bro, I don't think these females, after they came out, I don't think these females want to hear, want to see. You know what I'm saying? I started seeing things shift, where it's like, you got to create your own type of sound. You can't even just be a regular R&B singer anymore. You got to create your own lane. You got to be
Brent Faiyaz. Yeah,
something got to be different. Yeah. Like Brent Faiyaz, different.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Bryson Tiller, all these people that came out since then, that created their own lane, it just had to be different. So that's how I was like, I got to create my own lane.
But it's good to hear that from you.
Yeah.
Because as artists are now finding their way and trying to figure out which, you know, where is their place?
Yeah.
And how can I accomplish what I'm trying to accomplish? Because I agree with you. There was a time, and there still is a time, where I'll hear newer artists that sound like Tank.
Yeah.
Or sound like a Brian McKnight. And I don't know how that works in this space.
Right now, yeah. Right and we now, only talking about male, too. Females could sound like they cool. They could do it.
It hasn't shifted.
Yeah, it hasn't shifted.
Females get off with, because the difference is that the males, and I say this all the time, have had to figure out how to compete with emotional rap.
Mm-hmm. That's it. That's what it is, bro.
You know what I mean? So if you're getting melody and you're getting emotions from rap, and it looks like a rapper and it looks like the hood niggas,
yeah,
that's what the girls are. They're going to gravitate to that. Unless you fully going home your craft in a whole nother way and just be completely different. Yeah, and you're willing to deal with the wins and losses with that.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? But hearing you say that, bro, like it makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
And it makes perfect sense why you're here today.
Yeah, fact.
Because you did your homework.
Mm-hmm.
And most people don't do their homework. Like, okay, it's a shift.
It's a shift,
where
bro.
Do I fit in that? Like, every nigga keep talking about, we about to do Jodeci again.
No, you're not.
For one, it's no Devontae.
Yeah.
And, you know, and then going back to it, you're not Tank.
Facts.
You're not Brian McKnight. Like, them niggas are just different. They're aliens.
It was
you know
a
what
different
saying?
Time,
like,
too.
And it's a different time.
Yeah.
Like, I remember I was at Breezy Career. I'm like, bro, you really the last you, bro. Like, I was telling him, like, bro, I don't even think we want to see a light-skinned nigga come out and dance. Today. That's what I told him, bro. Like, think about it. If a light-skinned nigga come out right now and dance,
they are not having it.
Get your dance. Yeah. You dancing too much, bro. Like,
I'm just on the gram the other day. And
that.
I'm not gonna say
a light-skinned nigga who was dancing.
I'm not gonna say who it was.
Why? I don't know why I feel like that, bro.
No, because it is like that. I'm looking at his gram, and as talented as he is, I'm thinking to myself, he's gonna have to stop dancing.
Why?
Because it's like you said, Chris has done enough for everybody. That's it.
I think it's the style, though. It's also the style of dancing. Chris has found a way to be a cool dancer.
Chris is also mean dancing.
That's what I'm saying. It's
like,
cool.
So his dancing is like a mating call.
They dancing maybe feathery.
That's it. Chris is not dancing soft.
Yeah.
So if you a light skin nigga,
no, keep doing what you're doing,
no,
bro.
No, fuck all that. start dancing tougher.
No, keep doing what you're doing, but I just think
learn
like,
how to crump.
It is what it is, and it was what it was.
But you know, it's when you say that, I saw the separation. We talked about this before when Chris Brown was going before Omarion. And I say, this is a Scream tour in an arena. And I watch, of course, Omarion was always in the beginning, the savvier dancer, the more had the more cooler shit, right? But then Chris Brown came out with his dancers in all black fatigues. Mm-hmm. And they start, and I was mm-hmm. like, oh my, and the girls was like, oh, it was grown women like, oh my God, what is this?
Yeah.
Who is this? And it was so aggressive and had so much purpose to it mm-hmm. to where it didn't take long for him to take over anybody
yeah.
who was trying to, anybody. I don't know any guys that can dance right now to where it makes sense. Outside of, I'll give one guy who's...
Friday already made the statement, bro. They stop dancing.
It's one guy who...
No, don't stop dancing. Be yourself, but I'm just saying, like, it's just like, bro, it's not what it was.
Nah. It's one guy who can still dance, who I give credit to, Neo.
But Neo isn't for that audience.
Got you. But I'm just saying... In terms of people that I see dancing,
and
I love the style, the Fred Astaire, Usher's Usher. He came in our time.
It's a lot. It's all them legends. Yeah. They dance.
I'm just talking about
new nigga come out and dance the same way, even good the same way. I feel like people gonna be like, bro, you, we already got Breezy.
And it's
bro,
unfortunate man. Because what's wrong with being talented exactly. in that way?
Nothing. Yeah. You have to do your homework and you figure out how you to make. The dancing cool for you.
Yeah, facts. Okay, that's the whole thing. You just got to find your lane,
you
got
to find your lane with it.
Yeah.
So let's go back to 10 years old. You're doing the big choir.
Yeah.
Because everybody's goal in the church, when you're young, you want to be in the big choir. Huh?
Bro, what's the difference?
Well, we had what was the mass choir.
Yeah.
So the mass choir was the young adults, it was everybody.
Okay.
And that was the big Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
When the mass choir sang... Oh, you wanted to be in on that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so as a kid, like you would just look at the mass choir like, oh, I can't wait to sing.
So is the kids choir week? Yeah.
It's just a little cute jump.
Cute jump. Yeah.
Give it up for the kids.
Give it up for the kids.
Give it up for the kids singing in unison.
So it was like a adult, like 18 to like 30 something.
Yeah. And
that's where that's where I was leading at.
You were doing 10?
Yeah, like 10, 12.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I think what is eighth grade?
But I will say though.
Depends on what state you in.
Eighth grade, like what? 12?
You could be 16 in eighth grade now.
No, let's kill you.
12, that's when I started with the older choir. I was kind of almost minister of music by then.
Oh, wow.
But I was playing everything and teaching songs mm-hmm. and doing the whole little thing. Like it became a thing. But 10 is early.
So you're
I was playing drums.
You're fully doing gospel, you're spiritual,
yeah.
You ain't doing no
at that secular. Time,
yeah,
yeah,
yeah. That's all I knew.
You haven't even heard anything else yet.
I wasn't
even
listening to nothing else yet. All I knew, I was under my right now,
yeah.
I'm 26.
That's crazy. I didn't okay,
yeah. So okay. At that time, I'm with my parents, bro.
Of course,
you listen to what we listen to, you coming to where we come,
yeah.
And it was like probably middle school, I started playing ball, like I was heavy hooper. Then I just
here we
start,
go.
You know what I'm saying?
Heavy hooper business. Here we go.
I'm dead serious. I got niggas.
He said, I'm dead serious.
No, I'm dead serious. I'll teach you a little something.
Whoa, what did you just say?
I hoop, bro.
You hoop right now?
Right now. I just hooped like probably 3 days ago. I was cooking niggas in the gym.
Cooking who? LA Fitness?
No, some 24. Gym. Some gym near Philly.
I mean, he's from Philly.
I hoop, bro.
Niggas in Philly can hoop. I'll say that. Niggas in Philly can hoop.
I hoop. I'm not the best hooper, but I'm giving whoever a bucket right now.
We have to check on these said buckets.
Yeah.
Sure. We got a run we'll invite.
Let me know.
We got a run we invite everybody who say they hoop too.
Nah, I hoop, bro.
And then they be like, okay, I only hoop a little bit.
Nah, I'm a good
Gilly hooper. Came to the run.
He had it
like nasty
and
left.
Found out he don't.
That
he
nasty
don't
left.
Like he don't?
And found out he really don't hoop.
For real?
You can't tell Gilly that though.
Gilly hoop for real though.
You can't tell Gilly that.
Nah, run.
Gilly think he...
Y'all probably got all the husky, all husky niggas, y'all.
Oh, posting, husky niggas.
posting Gilly
listen,
up.
Listen, it's pros, it's Division One, it's...
We mix
it's
it.
A, it's a
we
real one.
No, we mix it. So it's, you know what I mean? And you mix the teams up so that it's all even and everybody...
It's
I mean?
Not a YouTube one.
So you over Gilly?
Huh?
You over Gilly?
Gilly?
Yeah.
Come should on, we man. Set that up? We should set that up.
Come on, man.
We should set that up.
Say over you, bro.
Come we on, should man. Set that up.
Don't set Lil Gilly up. Don't set Lil Gilly up.
How much would you play Gilly for the one-on-one?
Anything. Yeah. Don't set Lil Gilly up.
You know, Gilly very rich now.
Don't,
you know what I mean?
Don't set Lil.
The niggas drive real fast cars.
I like Gilly. I like Gilly.
Nah, don't do that now. Don't do that now. We all know we friends.
I can't do that to him.
Y'all should play one-on-one.
I'm putting Gilly in the post for 11 straight.
Oh yeah, that's, but you gotta stop him. He just shot
he's
crazy.
He's not.
We got. I'm just saying. I'm seeing what I saw. He probably had an off day that day.
No, we got.
I'm seeing what I saw.
We got to set it up.
it's not what he thinks. He knows it.
I got 10,000 on you.
Easy.
I would put up 10,000 on it.
Easy.
I put up 10,000.
I got Gilly. I never see you play, but I'm seeing what I saw.
You're
I got
from Philadelphia. You're supposed to do that.
I got Gilly.
I'll gladly take your 10,000 though.
Don't do it.
No. We betting. He already did it.
Oh, you don't? Okay, I ain't gonna show him nothing. Yeah. put your money up.
Yeah, I got Gilly. All
right, so you hooping. So I'm hooping. Now you're getting to the secular
You know what I'm saying? Going middle school, hanging around my niggas and going through my own life. That's when I start, you know what I'm saying? I start listening to Kanye a lot.
Mm.
And then it was like, it was that joint you had with Jamie Foxx.
The Gold Digger record.
Yeah, and then it was Jamie Foxx for like a whole year. It was like Jamie Foxx, John Legend.
So Kanye introduced you to Jamie Foxx.
Yeah, because it was like.
And ultimately, John Legend's music.
Yeah, because then I just started shifting to like R&B.
Okay.
Mostly it was like, I heard Jamie Foxx with Kanye. I was like, who this nigga? And I looked him up. He playing on the keys.
The nigga said, who this nigga?
Yeah, he was
Jamie Foxx. Who's this nigga?
Like, bro, I used to be on YouTube. Like, I used to be on YouTube like all day. Like my grandma's house, we ain't had no cable. At my grandma's house, bro, I'd just be on YouTube, bro. Jamie Foxx, John Legend, Brian Knight, all day, bro. Like, hey, nigga that played the piano or something, that's who I used to be on. And that's when it like shifted. I started listening to R&B and hip hop, probably like middle school.
Are you writing songs yet?
I started writing. I went in the studio when I was in 7th, 8th grade. So probably like 2 years, and then I went in the studio. My cousin Marco had a studio, and then he invited me. And then, you know, I played every instrument.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like, I produced my whole track that day. Like, I made everything.
You like 13?
Yeah, I'm like 13. He like, this how it go, you loop your joint. I'm like, damn, you don't gotta play all the way through. You just loop a few chords. I looped chords, added a bass. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, he ready to go to the studio on some Motown.
Yeah.
Just press record. Let me play this all the way.
He's controlling everything, but I'm adding, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm like, damn. And then I added my vocals. It wasn't the best track, but I was like, damn, I could do this, John. I just made a whole track myself. And then he gave me a laptop, and I went home and just started making music every day, probably from 8th grade.
That's dope.
That's crazy.
That's dope.
Yeah, for sure.
And that just became your passion.
Every day. Like, even like before school, my mom had to tell me, like, all right, get off your laptop. It's school. I'll be up all night just like.
Would you be recording vocals too?
Yeah. I used to, at that time, I just had the headphones. You could just plug it in and get, like, you know what I'm saying? Not the best quality. I'll record at home and go to my cousin's studio, record on the weekends. So I'll probably do like 8 songs during that week, and then go to his studio and really record it.
It's crazy because the thing that the different from his time and our time was that the actual studio process. Like, we had to go to a studio.
Yeah.
We had to find a studio or have a friend with a studio or with something, some D88s, some ADATs, you know what I'm saying? A Tascam something. But like now it's like, they have this computer, man.
Yeah.
And they are figuring it all out at a very young age from top to bottom, track to vocal to everything. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
And it's allowing you to develop in a way that we didn't get the opportunity to. Like, our development was more outside than inside.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So you guys are understanding the intricacies of how to make a record sound to everybody in the world.
Yeah, the sonics.
The sonics of the entire world. Like, y'all are running big knob cues and all sorts. I didn't know none of that stuff was. Yeah. Y'all dialing up reverbs and delay. Mm-hmm. I wasn't doing none of that stuff, and I didn't know what that stuff was. And
yeah, was doing 13. One takes.
Nigga, I was doing one take. That's I was different. Singing Maybe I Deserve from top to bottom.
Said that's different.
One take is different.
I was just like, because in my thinking, I was like, whatever I have in real life for this song, I want to be able to do it live.
Yeah.
And that's how I record. I learned it from Gladys Knight.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, somebody else was recording me.
Yeah.
I still didn't have the understanding of how to get everything out of my head onto a record like you guys.
Do you find that difficult at times? From going from the studio to now being a live performer, though, since it is a different type of, you know, you're punching sometimes every other word or every, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is just a new form of recording.
Mm-hmm.
How is that for you transitioning to, you know, going into live performance, though?
I'm familiar with it.
Okay.
But that was when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. So it was like, once The God Did came out, that's when I was like, oh shit, it's time, bro.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your Frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
How do we level the playing field for all entrepreneurs? 55% of white businesses survive the startup phase, while only 4% of black businesses do the same. So I want every black entrepreneur to know about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have black ownership. This program gives black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive offer at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR positive HER2 negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Then it took me like a few rehearsals, bro, and I was like, all right.
It just clicked.
Yeah, it clicked. Like probably like third rehearsal with my band, my man Josh, and mm-hmm. I'm good now.
Now, that's a perfect segue, though.
Yeah.
Got it. Yeah. Right? So you're, early on, you're writing these songs. How were the songs? Let's start there, though. How were they, do you remember?
Oh, earlier.
Yeah, your 13-year-old song? Still some on SoundCloud.
Your 13-year-old song?
Yeah. I played a joint like last month. My first song I ever made.
Uh-huh.
I was on some Boys to Men shit. I ain't got
to care. Oh, I got to hear it.
I got to hear it.
It's not crazy, but it was like, oh, yeah, for your first song, this you. I see what
you're
listening
to. And are you going by Friday?
No, I was Francis. I was my regular.
You was Francis?
Yeah.
Oh, you was a real R&B nigga.
Yeah, sure. Francis ain't bad.
Your name is Francis.
I might go back to Francis.
Francis ain't bad.
Drop an R&B album in Francis.
Yeah, ain't mad at Francis.
Yeah, hell yeah. So, before we get to God, how do you even get to Friday?
It was like probably 2015. Like when I told you that shit started shifting,
mm-hmm.
I started listening to Party Next Door. I'm like, yo, this,
now you paying attention to the names?
Yeah, like I'm paying attention to names.
Weekend, Party Next Door.
So
right,
in my head, I'm like, this shit. That's when already in my head, I'm like, this shit shifting, bro.
You studying way?
Yeah, early. I'm studying this whole shit, dope, bro. Yeah. No bullshit. So it's like, I'm like, bro, in my head, I'm OVO. I'm like, Drake.
In my head, I'm over
no here. Bullshit. Drake gonna find me somehow, bro. I gotta be with these different niggas somehow.
Mm-hmm.
So I just, we in a group, me and my cousins, like, bro, you gotta think of a name. It was just like Friday. My man Leo said Friday. I was like, yeah, that's the one. So it just stuck. I dropped a song with that name. And then I really went in college. I went to Penn State.
Okay.
That's when I was like, cause you know, I'm in high school. Ain't nobody calling me Friday, nigga. We know you're Francis. They should call me Friendy. So when I went into college, introducing me as Friday,
right?
That joint would just start a little conversation, a little humor with the, you know, with the shorty. So it was like, all right, I'm Friday here. The whole campus called me Friday. Then that's when it just stuck.
That's need dumb. A new environment to embrace
yeah,
it
yeah. for sure. Sometimes you gotta absolutely. Go somewhere else. And like,
nah, you go back to high school on a yeah. Tuesday.
Come on,
you like, bro,
come on, Freddie, cut this
hey,
shit
Freddy,
out, man.
Come on, now.
That's what it was. I'm like, bro, we're not calling you Friday.
I'm calling you Friday.
I went to college. My name Friday. I did the talent show. Oh yeah, I'm Friday now.
Did you win?
No. It was just like a talent show.
Oh,
like, yeah, I had my way in there. It was like, all right, yeah, you Friday.
He said, I
had
my way.
Yeah,
I love it.
So give me this. Let me get this. Let's get this. I want to talk about your vocal. If I'm putting things, you're like Keith Staten meets Charlie Wilson as a bass.
Mm-hmm.
That's just I mean, you go look that up when you get a chance.
Yeah, Keith I know Staten. Charlie Wilson. I'm gonna look up him though.
I let Charlie Wilson hear your stuff too, by the way.
For real?
I said, Charlie, you've been reincarnated. You're
that's
back.
That's the legend right there, bro.
He said, what you talking about, Jay? I said, listen to this. I said, this is you. You're back.
That's
you're
crazy,
2024.
That's wild.
That's the nigga.
That's wild.
And he was listening to it. He was like, I said, yeah. I said, listen, you're
his patterns
his
is yeah.
Patterns, all that stuff you're doing. I was like, this nigga's dead on Charlie. But you have a Keith Staten right here. A Keith Staten tone, but you're a bass.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like have you come to terms with how different your vocal is and how you're delivering it?
Yeah.
And are you purposeful with it?
Yeah, I'm purposeful with it, especially now.
Yeah.
Because it's like the time I was telling you when that shit shifted, it was one point I was trying to sound like people. You know, when you're making music, you just hear, you listen to a Party Next Door song, you're like, all right, you just want to make something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it was like a time I felt myself where it was like everything, even the way I was talking. I remember I had like a shorty in the studio, probably like 18, 19. she was like, bro, this don't sound like you. Like, who is this nigga? Like, because I was trying to sound
and
like
she somebody. Had known you.
Yeah, she know me. I was like, listen to this music. Let me know what you think. She's like, don't sound like you. You're not talking how you talk to me. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, shit fucked me up, bro. I was like, I'm not talking how I talk. Because I was trying to sound like an R&B nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, baby.
Yeah. No, I'll play you the stuff. I was on some Boys to Men tip. Yeah. Like, I can, like, you know what I'm saying? So that fucked me up where it was like, from there, bro, I'll say like 2017, 2018. That's when I was like, all right. I got to talk how I talk to females, to anybody. Like, how I talk in life, that's how I got to put it on the record, on a project. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then I got to use my voice. You know what I'm saying? Voice. I got to use it, you know what I'm saying, so I could separate myself even more. You got this different voice. Take it on another level where it's like, all right. You know what I'm saying? Put the emotion in there. Some songs, I'll be sounding like I'm crying. I do that on purpose, bro. Certain songs bring that out of me. Mm-hmm. But I'll just go a little left sometimes just to be like, all right, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
But you have like a very unique and undeniable vocal.
Yeah.
As soon as you come on the track, you know exactly who it is.
Yeah.
It's you. And it's like, it's refreshing, especially as we, you know, once we dial into the project, like even the things that you're singing about that you're using your voice for.
Yeah.
It's all of it is refreshing.
Yeah.
From the vocal styling to the lyric to the production, what you're doing all like that's just it's different and it's great.
Thank you, bro.
It's really, really good. So when is your point of discovery? When do the big leagues call?
Yeah. So like from eighth grade, bro, to like 10 years later, bro, I'm probably like that shit starts shifting. And I was like probably like 22, 23. I'm writing every day. I think I found myself. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm like, all right, I'm ready. I mean, my brother France went to L.A. He probably had like three bands.
Wait, your brother's name is France?
Yeah.
So you Francis, well, I'm Francis and he France.
Yeah, yeah.
I like what's going on.
Okay.
My older brother named France.
And y'all Haitian.
Mm-hmm. My pop named France.
Oh, you know what? Shit.
My older brother named Francer. My pop was on some bullshit.
I gotta
bullshit.
Meet your dad, bro.
He was on some bullshit.
I love it. I love it.
I said, Mom, she said, I ain't had nothing to do with this.
Oh, this is great.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, all France, French and over, Francer. Shit crazy. I got one brother named Gene, though.
Man. But that's still in the space of like Haitian.
Yeah,
though.
That's a Haitian.
Yeah,
though.
That's a Haitian Gene, name. Though.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah, but I know, right?
But Gene is like
France.
What about me? Like
Francis Gene.
Really? You ran out of
happy. He cool.
You ran out of shit.
Y'all keep them names. Y'all keep them Johns. But yeah, he went to LA, and like when he dipped, bro, we in Philly. Like I'm probably like 23, 22. Me and all my other brothers in Philly. We like, damn, we gotta go out there with him.
Yeah.
He sneaking in concerts. He getting in concerts. He taking the pics with Mustard, Keanu LeDay, all these people like, dang, I got to go out there with him. You know what I'm saying? At that time, I'm thinking I'm ready. I go out there, bro. Me and my cousin Leo go out there, probably like $4,000, pay like 2 months rent.
Oh, yeah, move.
Yeah, we moved.
Oh, y'all full out move.
Got an apartment. Yeah, okay. Yeah, for sure. Right. And that shit just was like, bro. We was fucked up. Oh,
that was
bro.
Gone. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah,
that
fucked up. Yeah, it's not, that's not
and then we out there, you know, coming from Philly, you just think LA is LA. Is everything about to change? But it's like, bro, we don't know nobody out there. We just going to the beach and recording music in the crib.
We just going to the beach.
Shit we could have did in Philly.
Yeah.
But it was like, my brother, he was like, bro, carry a keyboard. I got the pictures on my gram. I used to sneak into concerts. I just carry like that, a blue keyboard. But like, I play for the band. You know what I'm saying? So that was my whole thing. I used to pass out my flash drives and shit. So that was just like a whole moment.
So you were sneaking as a band member?
Yeah.
I mean, listen, most security's not going to stop you if you got...
Yeah, they not. Yeah. I'm like, bro,
I'm late.
Band,
I'm late.
Right.
Yeah. I'm late. Right. They doing sound check.
Did you ever get stopped? Like, nah, he not with us.
Nah, bro.
You got in every concert like that.
Yeah, bro. I got the pictures, bro.
It was never, not one time when nigga was like, nah.
I'm with Miguel with the keyboard.
I'm with Miguel.
Easy to say, you play for my band? I said, nah, I'm with another artist.
Yeah.
Yeah, with another artist. That shit was crazy.
Man, you got a, such a cool demeanor.
Oh, yeah, I'm on con like
that. That it's believable. Yeah, like, you wasn't rattled. No, I'm with somebody else. Yeah.
But even that, me holding the keyboard, producers was coming back to me backstage, like, who are you? So, like, I was doing a little running around out there, you know what I'm saying? But it wasn't doing nothing for me, bro. I'm watching the niggas throw my flash drive. You know what I'm saying? As soon as they walk down, put it in the trash.
Yeah, niggas gonna hustle and flow your shit, for sure.
And even, it opened my eyes. Like, I linked with a few producers out here, and it opened my eyes, bro. I wasn't ready, bro. Like, the time I thought I was ready, you know, when you in Philly, you like, all right. In Philly, it's a lot of rappers right now at this moment. So I'm like, I'm ready. Bro, it was like, niggas got the sounds. Like, niggas took it on a whole nother level.
It's
like,
at another level.
This where the best people come to LA. You know what I'm saying? So that opened my eyes. And then during that time, I met my manager, Edgar. And then he was like, I remember I was posting like a video. He was like, bro, you hard, bro. Let's link. Let's connect. That's when I went back home. The rent was due. We got evicted. Went back home to my mom's crib, started just making music and sending it to him every week. He was like, bro, you ever think about writing? I know you're on some artist shit right now, but it might be an easier way for you to like step your foot in the door. So I used to make like probably like, you know, 10 hooks a week, 5-10 hooks a week and send it to him. We was just building like that.
From your mom's crib.
Yeah, my mom's crib. And that's how I got like my first pub deal. In like 2021, 2022, around.
Oh, you got your publisher deal first?
Yeah. I was moving as a writer.
Okay.
So my man Danuzo, he was a producer. He was about to sign a deal, but I used to do a lot of hooks on his beat. When he was signing, he was about to sign. They was like, who all these hooks? You know what I'm saying? On all these hooks. And it was like, that's how I signed my first pub deal. I was moving around as a writer for like a year.
So when you get your publishing deal, do you move back to LA? Yeah, or do you just... You know, take your bread point, and tuck it.
They just signed me off. You fired. Nobody know you yet.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So the bread was little,
went
bro.
Crazy. Yeah,
it was like real little. I gave my mom a couple of bands and I went to LA for like a couple of months. You know what I'm saying? Moving around, but it wasn't, you know what I'm saying? Doing much. By like a year, that money ran
it's
out.
It's gone.
Like a couple of months, that money
yours
ran out.
Yours lasted you a year?
Huh?
Mine didn't last no year.
Yeah, I was smart with it though. Yeah. And shout out my A&R.
Not me.
She used to let me stay at her, she had like a guest room, so I wasn't, you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
she used to show a lot of love. So like that ran out, and I remember my A&R, bro, she left the company. The only person I knew at the company, I'm like, bro, how you gonna leave me in this joint? I don't know nobody else. And my manager, Edgar, he connected to Mary J. Blige's manager, Eddie. He like, bro, we need a buyout, bro. You know what I'm saying? We need a buyout. I'm telling you, he one of the ones. He put the work in, he just kept bothering me. Eddie bought me out. That's when everything changed.
No shit.
Everything changed. Like, that's when I wrote for Breezy. I wrote Wheels Fall Off. Need You Right Here on the Breezy album.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then I producing for Ray Sherman, producing for a lot of people. That's when everything just started shifting, bro. And like 2 months later, God Did came up. So and even God Did, I was like.
You're in Philly or you're in LA at this
I'm
point?
I'm in Philly. I'm okay. fucked up in Philly.
Okay.
Like, I ran out of money. They just bought me out. You know what I'm saying?
So like that video of you recording or whatever that wasn't that a, wasn't that
yeah,
you
yeah,
God
for
did
sure yeah the, that's God did and my mom crib
that was like makeshift that wasn't no like elaborate
nah,
setup man
nah,
was,
that's my laptop my keyboard
yeah
and, my and let's mic. Shout out Edgar and Eddie
yeah
shout them out
let's shout them out because that is a huge thing in this business right where someone has to identify like you said he was bothering him he the one
yeah.
I need y'all to do this for me.
Mm-hmm.
And probably whatever their relationship helped move you to where you needed to go. Because, you know, we hear that all the time. Nigga be like, hey, man, I'm telling you this.
Yeah, for sure.
That's not going to make a nigga just buy you out your deal or, you know what I'm saying?
For
or,
sure.
or help you in any way. So those moments along the way, bro, are key to getting us to where we got to go.
Facts, yeah.
That's amazing, bro. So now you're in Philly. It looked like he's in the kitchen or something, bro.
That's my room. That's my room. Like that wasn't like that was like a bad crib. You know,
remember I took a picture Remember I took a picture getting my hair cut in the lawn chair.
Oh yeah, yeah. This nigga, yeah. They thought it went bad for Tank.
Yeah, it was one of them pictures.
Yeah, that was a bad.
He was still doing all right.
Super trap.
They ate this nigga up on the line.
That's one of them. For
it was my barber's place. Oh, wow. It wasn't my place. But I was still sitting in the lawn chair in a living room.
No, they let that nigga Tank have it. They let his ass have it.
But when I saw that video, I was like, oh, he's writing and producing from a place.
Yeah. Look, this is what I used to do every day. That room, I used to wake up, pray, 6 to 8 hooks, go to the gym, come back, 6 to 8 hooks, pray, go to sleep. That was my routine for like 8 months.
Every day.
Every day. So it's like by the time God Day came out, I got 600 hooks. I'm pulling up the Breezy Bryson Tiller crib. I'm pressing pray for like 2 hours. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, that's what I used to just pray and make like 10 to 12 ideas every day. And just, you know what I'm saying? So it was like, by that time, Eddie, like, all right, this nigga working hard. I'm sending him boom, boom, back. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? 32 every week, like 25 to 32 ideas every week. So like, we got that deal done. Then, bro, I'm watching Khaled on the gram. God did, you know, he doing his.
Yeah.
Did you know he had picked the song though?
No. Did he just saying it?
Oh, he's just saying it.
That he okay. Just going with that logo. You know, he a marketing bull.
Right.
So he just, before the album even named that, he just keeps saying it.
Before
so
he even has the song? Yeah.
Before he even had a song. He's gotcha. Just saying it.
Gotcha.
But you know, I believe in God heavy. So every time he's saying it, it's just touching my heart, bro. Like that would like motivate me to like go to the gym. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, bro, I got to make something called God Did. You know what I'm saying? And I made like a sample first. And I sent it to my manager. He was like, I was like, send it to Khaled. He was like, nah, we don't need a sample, bro. Like, we need a real hook. I'm like, bet. I'm gonna call you in like 2 hours. I'm in the gym. You know, I always start on the piano.
Mm-hmm,
I'm like, that joint just came out. I'm like, as soon as I did that joint, bro, I called my cameraman. Said, pull up to the crib, bro. This is about to be crazy. They run it down. I'm like, oh shit. I finished that and I added the choir part. You know what I'm saying? I'd be doing like.
What was your process to adding the choir?
Yeah, it was like.
Is it all you? Is it all you?
Yeah, it's all 18, me.
18 yeah. tracks is you?
Yeah. Sometimes it's like 48 tracks, bro. Like, that was like crazy, bro. Because I sometimes go in different parts of my room, that room, and just, you know what I'm saying? Go in the back, go to the room, go in the front, doing the higher octaves, doing the lower octave. You know what I'm saying? Doing
but you're singing them in a different part of the room. Part.
So look at the choir. Recording down to a science at this age. Like, it's just crazy.
Yeah, for sure. So once I made that, bro, I called my manager. He said, what the fuck, bro? We just sat on the phone for like 5 minutes. He like, I'm about to add Eddie in, the boy that bought us out.
Yeah.
And Eddie was in his car. He heard it. He ain't say shit for like 2 minutes. He just looked outside his window like, he said, I got Khaled's number, the one that bought us out. He said, I'm about to text to Khaled now. Text to Khaled. Khaled texted us the next day. He said, it's a movie. That's all he said. 2 days go by. No, like a week go by. We starting the business. We like, all right, I need this like an interlude for my album. Friday interlude, God did. Couple days go by. He said, y'all just put 3 rappers and a singer on there.
He don't say who.
It's going to live forever. He ain't say who, bro. In my head, I'm already thinking of Kanye.
Right.
I'm just thinking it's an inspirational, high quality record. Never said who. Said a singer. Fucked my head up. I'm like, they took me off the song.
Right, because that's your first thought.
That's my first song. Like, because at that time, I ain't shit. I'm a writer. I got 3,000 followers. I already put it in my head. I text my team. I'm like, can they just leave me on the choir? You know what I'm saying?
Right. Just leave me on the choir.
I'm like, could they just leave me on the choir and still feature me though?
Yeah.
I know they about to get somebody to lead this whole joint, bro. So I already put that in my head. Then I heard it was John Legend. Probably like the day is about to come out. I say, yeah, they done took me off the record, bro.
It's a wrap.
You still don't know you're on the record.
I know I'm on the record.
But you don't
I
think know they you're got the on feature. The record as...
I don't think I'm leading it. I don't think if they kept my choir... Maybe I'm the last.
You don't know what piece you're playing.
All I'm thinking is they not about to let a nigga with 3,000 followers
lead
a song with Jay-Z.
Right.
When John Legend on there.
Right.
So, bro, I'm waiting for 12 a.m., bro.
You waiting for
the You still drop? Hadn't heard the
no,
song?
Never
oh,
heard
this
the
is
song.
Great. Oh, this is great.
I know.
Great.
I know.
It's great.
Rumors already Jay-Z on there. I know John Legend, but I don't know how it is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm next to my mom, bro. Khaled talking. My voice came in off rip. I start going crazy. I said, this shit about it's
oh, your life changed.
Yes.
Yeah.
Up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Twitter going bonkers.
Did you cry a little bit?
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
I was about to say, you had to.
I'd cry
for you.
I'm on my knees, me and my mom.
Yeah.
I'm just like, oh, shit. This shit just changed, bro. I go on Twitter. Friday. Who the fuck is Friday?
Who's Friday?
He don't. This not John Legend. Who this? Friday.
Your voice is so distinct.
Yeah. Bro, Friday. Next morning. Number one song in the world. Friday, boom, just going crazy. I'm like, oh shit. I remember we went out to celebrate the next day. I don't got a dollar in my pocket. The payment ain't come through yet.
Right.
My cousin took me out, Kylie DM'd me, and then he called me while I was in the club. I ran out the club, bro. He telling me thank you. You know what I'm saying? He's like, yo, you gave me the song of my album, the best song.
Yeah.
I'm like, thank you, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm walking around Philly. I'm hearing people say my name. Nobody knows me. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just thanking him. He thanking me. He's like, you don't understand, bro. Like, we going to be at the Grammys. You know what I'm saying? Since that, bro, everything, followers went up. It's artist time. I already put it in my head. Mm-hmm. It's all I've been waiting for. You know what I'm saying? I use the writing shit just to get in.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I know now it's artist mode, bro. So that's how that God did happen.
So did you, from that moment, like you said, it's artist mode. Did you start creating Friday the Artist from that moment? What you needed to look like, the style? Like, did you go through that part?
No, like, remember I told you, like, I was already identifying it where when, like, Party and them came out.
Mm-hmm.
And I was already an artist. I was just using writing to, you know what I'm saying?
So you already knew what you wanted to go
through. I already knew who I was. Okay. I know my identity. I looked myself in the mirror every day and was like, just looking at myself like, who you want to be, bro? Like, go, you want to go Harris? You not an R&B nigga, bro. You not about to be licking your lips and shit. I just was like, you know what I'm saying?
Let me
But look, look.
It started off, like, he really fucked with you. And now it's like,
No.
I ain't that nigga.
No. He's that nigga for a reason. They want to see him do that shit. You know what I'm saying? They don't want to see me. I'm just. Look. That shit is natural for him.
Right. No, I get what you said.
So I just had to look myself in the mirror and was like, be yourself, bro. Mm-hmm. Dress how you want to dress. Mm-hmm. Talk how you want to talk.
Right.
This is Friday's artist time.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals. Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
And I already had songs already project already ready. God Did came out, single already ready. We signed with Dev Jam, getting the EP ready, Lost the Melody.
Immediately.
How
long did it take to get the deal done from after God Did drop until you
probably,
having?
Probably like a month.
Oh, that's quick.
God Did.
That's quick.
Yeah, because I'm a bull, bro. I'm like, you got to take advantage of the moment. Yeah.
Right.
And like, you don't know if this moment going to come back again. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, but right after God Did, a record with Lil Baby came.
The Forever Record.
Forever Record.
So wait, how do you get that now? Is this all DMs? Is this now you this moving around?
Like, after God Did, it's like, all right, the whole industry.
Everybody tapping in.
Yeah. So it's like, I linked with
everybody Vory. But Tank.
Everybody I did Tank. Eventually call
everybody but Tank. Everybody but Tank.
This wasn't my fault.
Technically, it's your fault. I told you not to do that shit.
No. Niggas still doing it too, bro.
Probably with a whole nother artist.
I saw a bunch of artists posting.
Yeah. I ain't gonna name no names, bro.
I'm looking for new artists, yeah. New writers, new hit me.
Yo, you gotta tell me that. You gotta tell me how that worked, bro. I'm like, yo, is this a
put it like this?
I ain't wanna talk about
put
it
like
okay.
This. For me and my brand, we'll get more into it. Like for me and my brand, after getting in it and watching how it worked, it wasn't for me. Cause it wasn't a reflection of how I wanted to introduce artists.
He thought he was really helping.
I thought I was helping.
He thought he was helping.
Yeah. I almost fell out with my nigga about one of my niggas about that shit. Cause I start peeping, yo, it's not real, bro.
It's not real.
Yeah. Some niggas trying to get some bread, bro. One of my niggas hit me like, you know, this was after God Did. One of my niggas like, yo, I got opportunity, bro. Yeah, bro. I said, let me see the DM. Yo, if you want to get your mixtape, 500. I said, bro, that's some bullshit. I said, bro, you hating on me, bro. Ever since you got up.
Bro, I'm telling you, bro. Right,
ever since God did some bullshit. You've been hating on God right. Doing something
I'm telling
for
you,
me.
Bro. He mad as shit, bro. Yeah. You hating on, he paid that 500. He like, bro, you was right, my fault, bro.
No, because what it is like, it's not, you know, it's not being funneled and being pushed into a space to where, you know, real discovery has happened.
Yeah.
And my thing was that, like, after watching it go down, you know, watching a few of those little tapes come out and just looking at the process, like, I was like, nah, that's not how do music. That's not how I, you know, that's not how I want to introduce. If I'm gonna introduce somebody, like I'm gonna really introduce them. We're gonna really put on for them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was like, that ain't it. And then it's like grabbing the paper from them. And then I was looking at some of the DMs, and it was like, yeah, when I get my paycheck on Friday, I'm like, nah, this ain't what I want you to spend. You know, if you check the check, this ain't what I want you to spend that check on. This ain't that.
Amen.
So I had to get out of there. I'm sorry, bro.
But the rest of the industry.
No, for sure.
I apologize.
All the upcoming artists, I'm telling you, bro.
You could have had you forever, man.
We here now, man. We together now, man.
I'm not going to let you live it.
We're going to figure it out.
I'm not going to let you live it.
Yeah, I was so embarrassed.
God Did, bro, came out. They like, who Friday? Little Baby John came out. That was a different energy, bro.
Yeah.
Because it was like, what I'll say about God Did, it was like, it's an inspirational record. It's so emotional. But when Forever came out,
right,
it introduced me to a...
It's the streets.
The streets.
The streets.
So it was like that song, I'm able to come out to the arenas and just, you know what I'm saying?
Go
and just,
crazy.
And go crazy. So my EP coming right after that, it was just a setup, bro. Mm-hmm. And then I dropped my Lost Melody EP. It went crazy. Like, perfect introduction.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's how that went.
Yeah, bro. Like, it's been your
but it was a perfect
path. It's been
bro.
Crazy. No. Don't,
it was a perfect introduction because I ain't want niggas to... I wanted niggas to know that I'm a regular nigga. And God Did came out. It's a lot of niggas that hear that song, like, oh, yeah, gospel nigga.
Yes.
But Forever came out, like, no, I'm a regular nigga. I like shorties. I like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it was just a balance for my EP where it's like, all right, I believe in what I believe in. I'm going to tell my story. And it's an R&B side of me. So them two records, it was like a perfect introduction mm-hmm. to everything that I am.
But I feel like your path and the way you've been able to weave your upbringing into your music,
yeah.
it's refreshing, bro. Yeah. And I'm not, I don't come from the church.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's, we talk about church, right. It's just the fact that you've been able to make that relevant in this space.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, listen. We are all listen. My guy put out a record. Javon put out called Church Niggas.
Yeah,
like we are that whether we like it or not. You are not going to be able to get away from the emotional and spiritual thing that connects you to the higher source.
No matter
what you singing about.
Yeah, never.
You're just. It's what separates you.
Yeah,
that mm-hmm. you're able to be street, spiritual, and emotional.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, all of those things put together, when I listen to your project, it's all of that. No matter what you're singing about, I feel it differently.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because of where you're from.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, I agree.
Because of your foundation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Jay says this all the time. You know what I'm saying? And we share this. There's a lack of that.
Yeah.
Which is why our music kind of suffers.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lack of spirituality. Mm-hmm. There's a lack of connection.
Yeah.
When it comes to our music, because we're ultimately sitting here to change lives.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And if we can't connect, the message doesn't connect, mm-hmm. what are we doing?
Yeah.
What's the point?
And that's the origins. Because, like, you know, obviously, like, me not growing up in church, I had enough of the music from the R&B artists who did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, mm-hmm. I grew up on Charlie Wilson.
Yeah.
I grew up on Stevie Wonder.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, I go down the line. These guys, Aretha Franklin.
Yeah.
Whitney Houston. Like, right. This is all church. Mm-hmm. They're just singing R&B songs. Exactly. I'm not knowing I'm receiving it that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But I'm still getting it.
Yeah.
Now, in our music, it's a little tougher because, from an R&B standpoint, because it's not... In my opinion, you know, enough church guys still in R&B.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Still giving that vibe to R&B music.
Yeah.
And that's why we're, you know, obviously it's picking back up, but that shift has to happen. And I feel like he's in the forefront of that.
Yeah.
Like, you having a song with Maverick City.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Which I love. That song's amazing. Yeah,
thank you, bro.
You know what I mean? Like, you having that record and you taking that chance.
Mm-hmm.
Coming off of two rap records.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you had to make that conscious decision.
Mm-hmm.
Of like, okay, what can I... Like, you can say it as many times as you want. Like, yeah, I'm not doing that. But you are, though.
I am.
You know what I mean?
I know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
I'm doing it in a great way. Where I put it like, everybody believe in something, bro.
Yes.
There it is.
No matter who you are, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, I play Blessed. I was buying some jewelry. It's like a lot of, you know, Arab, Jewish people, like, they hear, I got a song called Blessings. It's like, I love this song, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Blessings, brother. Blessings.
Blessings. Yeah.
So it's like.
It translates.
Yeah. Everybody, bro, believe in something.
Mm-hmm.
And I put it in a way where it's like, anybody could listen.
Mm-hmm.
This ain't, it don't feel like no church. It just feel like a nigga that believe in something.
That's it.
That's putting it on a record. That everybody could relate to.
Yeah.
Even the Maverick City records, we done came way too far.
Yeah.
I'm not talking no, you know what I'm saying? No, you know what I'm saying?
That's
no,
it's, for any, it's that's inspirational. For
but I put it in a way where it's like, it's inspirational. That's what I like. I wrap it up in a way like, all right, anybody could listen to it, bro. This ain't no, you know what I'm saying?
Listen, bro, I know gangsters that wouldn't miss church on Sunday.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
Nigga, I remember had Ray right. J. Hey, we played Ray J the album. He like, bro, this some shit you lead a club to and go right to church.
Of course.
I never forgot he said that shit. He like,
of course.
I never felt good about that shit, but it's like, you go from the Chris Brown joint to this joint. It's like, I was like, yeah, that's what it is. For real though, like how you just said it.
Yeah. As I heard the Chris Brown record, of course, Chris played for me at his house.
Yeah.
He's like, you hear his new Friday joint. It's just crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I was like this. I was like, that's on. I said, you got it? He said, that's on his album. I said, oh, shit.
Mm-hmm.
So I was already looking forward to you dropping.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. he was already saying you was him.
Yeah, shout out Chris.
Yeah. Shout out to Breeze.
And the fact that the fact that you're on the mission that you're on as far as even just delivering the music.
Mm-hmm.
Like most new artists, they don't drop projects.
They're not ready.
Immediately.
Yeah.
They're not ready. You were ready for your turn.
Yeah.
Like you got two projects out. You got an EP and an album out. What has it been? A year and a half?
Yeah. Like I said, I studied it, bro.
Yeah.
I done been to concerts where you think it's the biggest artist and everybody in there waiting for the one big banger. Like, you know you've been to them concerts.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Everybody waiting for that one hit. When it's coming. We just came to see one song, bro. Like, when you about to sing that shit? And I'd have been to concerts where it's like, the artists that got dropped albums and projects where it's like, the whole show turned. It's an emotional experience. So it's right. Like, I know as an artist, well, artists got to know too, it's the projects that build a real fan base.
Mm-hmm.
Where you get them sticky fans that will never leave you, it's because of them projects, that emotional experience.
They buy into the story.
It's not one song. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They'll go to the next nigga that give a nice another song.
Right.
Next, the girl that got a viral moment. So it's them projects. It's like, I know this where you get your real fans. This where you get them people to buy your tickets. You know what I'm saying? And I'm seeing that now. I ain't gonna lie.
How was the feeling of performing at the Grammys?
Yeah, that shit was crazy.
Like, how was that feeling for you?
Bro, like I said, Kylie always
told
me.
Especially with who you perform with.
Yeah. Kylie always told me, bro, we're going to be at the Grammys. Trust. Mm-hmm. So I know the Grammys coming up. I'm getting ready. Probably found out 2 weeks before. My manager called me and said, you performing, bro. You got to think, I ain't performing. I probably ain't performed since college, bro. And then from church.
That's your first show. Period.
It's my first show, bro.
Oh, shit.
Why not?
Yeah.
First show. Why not?
I couldn't even sleep, bro.
Right, because you can't get those guys together anywhere else.
No way.
So, yeah, obviously haven't done this song anyway.
We didn't do it. I did it sometimes or just came out at Club Live with DJ Khaled and just, you know what I'm saying, just vibed out. But like this where it's like, all right, this ain't a club. Niggas about to hear you sing, bro.
Yeah.
And niggas want to hear you sound the same way you sound on that record. Yeah. Like, so it was like, bro, I couldn't sleep for like 2 weeks, bro. Because I was just so nervous, bro.
Yeah.
Thinking like, bro, I could fuck up a Jay-Z performance. This shit going. No, no bullshit. It's like.
Not yourself.
Yeah.
I could fuck up a Jay-Z, but you do not want to be that guy.
Yeah. Like, bro, you fucked up the whole performance, bro. And it was like, bro, I couldn't sleep the whole, like, 2 weeks. Probably that week came up, I was just in the shower just singing it every day, bro. Nervous as hell. I remember the day of the Grammys. We in the trailer. Khaled brought his people out. It's on my TikTok, the video. And then he put the instrumental in my ear before we about to hit the stage. And I just started singing it. He didn't even expect me to sing it. I just started singing in front of his people. It was like, all right, bro, ready. And then from there, I just got that confidence.
Yeah.
Hopped on stage. I seen Jay-Z. I was like, what's up, bro? Where my mic at? Bro, I'm ready. It was easy since then. From there, I ain't gonna cap. Yeah.
Was your first time wearing in-ears?
Bro, that's my first jump.
No, I'm saying, did you?
Yeah, that's my first time wearing. That's my first real jump.
Yeah.
So it's like,
because that's the thing that, like, people don't know.
The transition from
in-ears, you know,
in-ears is way different. It's just a way different
thing, because now you're singing in your head.
Yeah, facts. And that was different. But I'm, you know, it's kind of like the studio too.
Yeah.
But it was just like a whole different experience. And it was like, from God Did and Forever, you got to think, Forever video ain't come out yet. Okay. I think Forever video came out after the Grammys with Lil Baby.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody knew. It was more.
Nobody even really knew what she looked like.
Exactly. It was like, we know the voice.
Yeah.
We hear about everywhere, but this was like the first time I had the world about to see me type shit. So after the Grammys, it was like a shift, I would say.
That's dope, bro. Yeah. That's dope.
So you got an album out, man.
Yeah.
And it's tour time.
Yeah.
You sell out.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start there. Let's
yeah.
Get some of that.
Appreciate that.
Niggas be on tour. They don't always sell them tickets.
Bro, we showed out in like 10 minutes too.
Yeah,
I don't know if y'all following. Ten minutes.
Yeah.
We just sold out London in like one day.
Yeah.
We had to add a date.
Yeah,
it's a blessing, bro.
You got to add a date.
Yeah,
blessings.
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm.
What's your prep for that? Knowing that now you have sold out shows, does that adjust the playlist? Does that adjust, you know, how you create the urgency in terms of creating your sonic for the show, your visual for the show? Like, what's the thing now? Because before, you probably have a plan.
Yeah.
We're going to do these songs. We're going to vibe out. We're going to do such and such. Now it's like you're sold out in every city. Oh, mm-hmm. Shit.
It's like it's a mental thing for me. I know the people are here for an experience. Like you said, my music is a little different. So it's like, I know people coming out here for a different reason.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I try to get my mental right. Like my, you know what I'm saying? More than anything. And then it's just like the, how the songs is put together. Shout out my man, Josh. It just got a flow right.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like, it's just a flow through the whole show.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So it's just more of a mental thing for me. And you know what I'm saying? And I got to make sure my band right, everything right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, I love the way you started the show. Like, you know, you started out talented.
Mm-hmm.
You walked out there. You see the God.
Mm-hmm.
You gave him that. You see what the Lord has done.
Yeah.
And then you go to the piano.
Yeah.
And as soon as you hit the first chord,
yeah,
they know exactly what time it is.
Mm-hmm.
And they are with you as soon as you open your first word.
Yeah, like, for sure.
How does that feel, bro?
It's amazing, bro.
Yeah.
Like, first show, I cried on stage.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, it was like, this the first time everybody here to see me.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals. Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at PurdueGlobal.edu.
Nigga, nobody can be you.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I tell every artist.
Nah, that's real.
Nobody can be you but you. Nobody can tell that story but you.
I can hear with your original piano.
Today, my friends.
What you got for us today?
We're approaching the end of the week. A special day we always look forward to. It's our favorite day.
Yeah.
But even our favorite day has some favorites. Brother Friday, if you don't mind me calling you Brother Friday.
Mm-hmm. He said he might go back to Francis.
Brother Francis Friday, we want to... People want to know your top five. Your top five. Top five. Your top five.
What is it?
R&B singers.
Yeah.
R&B songs.
Yeah, Al. Come on, Al Green.
Boy, playing.
He sounds so good, don't you agree?
Sounds so good.
Don't you agree? Friday.
Top five?
Your top five R&B singers.
All right. I gotta take it back. So it's like, Boyz II Men.
Yes, sir. Easy. Yes, sir.
Jamie Foxx.
Wow. Yeah. Come on, Foxx, make an appearance.
Yeah. I'm gonna go Chris Brown.
Yes, sir.
What you mean? Isn't that tough?
Then you go Usher.
Ooh. Yeah.
I'm taking it up like.
Yeah.
And then the last boy.
The last boy.
Hey, he really fit. The
last boy.
He really
fit. I gotta give a new boy.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go. I'm gonna just say T-Pain.
Ooh. Huh. Yeah. Teddy Payne.
I was gonna say Ty Dolla, but I'm gonna say T-Pain.
I love T-Pain.
Yeah.
That nigga's cold.
Cold. Yeah.
Ty Dolla cold too.
Cold.
Yeah.
Cold motherfucker. T-Pain cold.
Yeah.
Cold. Okay. Yeah. I like what you did there.
Yeah.
I like what you did there. All right, here we go. Top five R&B songs.
I'm gonna go Water Runs Dry, Boyz II Men. I'm going to go Jamie Foxx, I Wish You Were Here.
Ooh, it's not on there.
Okay. Yeah, that opened my eyes up a lot.
I'd like to say, kind of wrote that. Go ahead. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going.
You Kevin. That shit changed my life, bro.
Yeah.
He performed that joint in the joint. Remember, he performed that joint one of his concerts.
He had a we had a thing that he did for TV.
Yeah.
Where we was all there.
Yeah, that shit crazy.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go some new shit. No Goddess, Chris Brown. That shit special.
Ooh. Yeah,
every time that joint come on with Drake, I'm like dying.
Sheesh. Yeah. They don't
know.
It's
John Legend and John B. Know. Oh, you said John B.
They don't know.
They don't know. Special
classic all timer.
Yeah, that's
one of my favorite songs ever.
That's four.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go adoring it, Miguel.
Can't go wrong with that record.
That shit crazy.
What did you say, these fists, these hands?
These hands.
These fists.
These fists. This beard.
No, nigga.
No. Okay. All right.
No, that's a special joint, though.
No,
that's
special.
That fucked the world up for life.
It's a formula that if writers were smart, they would pick up on it. Smokey Robinson, all of them, all the greats did this formula. I'm not going to tell you what it is, but if you're smart.
Why won't you tell them the formula?
Because they have to study like this man did.
Wow.
This man studied.
Wow.
That's why he is who he is. That's why he's our favorite day of the week. Study!
What if they paid you $500?
Well, then we can talk. Upcoming artists, writers, producers.
Oh, shit.
DM me.
Look at it. He's real coming up.
Oh, shit.
Friday, we're going to make your Voltron. We're going to make your super R&B artist. We're going to get the vocal from somebody. We're going to get the performance style from somebody. The styling from somebody and the passion of that artist. For you, we are adding an extra segment of who's going to write and produce for this artist, since you do that so well. Let's start with the vocal. To build your super R&B artist, your Voltron, who are you getting the vocal from?
I'm going to go with Usher.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So I feel like he could do the old school shit like they could do it. And he could do the new school shit.
Super
like, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, he going with him vocally.
Everything.
Because he could do pop, you know what I'm saying?
Up-tempo.
Go to up-tempo hip-hop.
Yeah.
Back to everything. Real R&B. So I'm going to Usher vocally.
Love it. Love it.
Yeah.
Performance style on stage. Get into it.
I'm going to go with Breezy.
Yeah.
Yeah, Breezy.
Unstoppable.
Yeah.
2 hours straight. Nonstop. I never seen nothing like him.
Yeah, different.
Different. Okay. You got this drink you be drinking.
You got this drink.
I was like, boy, make me the drink. I wasn't even performing. I just want the drink to drink because Chris was drinking the drink. Give me the goddamn drink. Styling.
Like styling clothes?
Of the artist. Yeah, the drip. Yeah.
I don't know. I would just say he dressed like whoever performing. He got dressed like what? Like Breezy.
Breezy.
Yeah. Whoever like performing.
Whoever's performing, it's got to have on that. That's what.
It got to match. Gotcha. That's all, yeah.
Gotcha. No boxes with Breezy.
Huh?
Ain't no telling what's Breezy going to put on.
Yo, he out of box, yo.
You know what I'm saying? It's no rules.
No, it's no rules.
I walked in the Breezy dressing room, bro.
He said no box.
It was Breezy. Four.
Yo.
It was four rows of clothes.
For real?
I was like,
oh yeah.
I was like, so which? I said, what are you wearing? He was like, I don't know. I said, you perform in 20 minutes. He said, I'm just grab some shit.
What?
No rules.
Yeah, none.
He just said, none. I'm gonna put on something. It's gonna look fly. The passion of the artist, who mean it.
Who gonna make these people cry, man?
You can't say the John. I'm thinking. I'm gonna say, I'm gonna go with Charlie.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's passion right there.
I just had church with Charlie not too long ago.
For real? Yeah, I'm going to go with Charlie.
He has a church segment in his show, every show.
For real?
Every show. And they go up.
Yeah, I'm going with Charlie.
Because it means, especially if you know Charlie's story. Have you ever met Charlie?
No.
Oh, you got to meet him.
Yeah.
And you got to
You
got to listen to that story.
Yeah.
That's a story.
That's special.
Mm-hmm.
A story. Okay. Who's writing and producing for this artist?
I'm going to just say Babyface.
Why not?
Yeah.
I mean, he's, you know, he's on SZA as well. I mean,
yeah,
he's not just
Babyface.
The deal.
He's Babyface.
He's also
a different nigga SZA. Right there, bro.
He's then and now. His wardrobe now is
30, 40 years.
I met him like that. What, I met him 4 months ago? Yeah, this nigga with the youngins, bro. He cool as shit,
cool
as bro.
Super cool.
What was that?
But yeah, I'm gonna go with him. He wrote some like a lot of Boys and Men shit. I was a youngin' looking it up, like, what the fuck? And you know, back then it was a few writers.
Yeah.
Probably like 5 to 10 writers.
Yeah, only the top. Yeah. Very small.
Yeah, but you're
gonna,
sure.
So, like, on all the hit records, you're gonna see his name at some point.
Yeah, for sure.
Everybody's albums you go through, you'll be like, oh, and Babyface.
Yeah.
Whitney Houston, Babyface.
Mm-hmm.
Boys and Men, Babyface.
Yeah, so I'm gonna go Babyface.
Usher, Babyface. Yeah.
Tony Braxton.
Yeah, he's a different guy, bro.
Nigga's incredible. I'd love to he just let me collect his ass cap for a year.
He's going to be
up. Let me hold it for a year. Up. Just letting $1 million checks hang out on the table. Performance royalties.
Yeah. You forget the cash.
You know, that's a nigga, like, they sampling his shit every day,
too. Every day.
Bro.
Oh, yeah.
His streaming is out of control.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be.
Yeah.
And that's just... That's extra income he never even imagined.
It didn't
based
exist.
On where he comes from.
It didn't exist. Yeah.
No digital world where he comes from. Now there's an additional $15 million.
Yeah.
Do the work.
Do the work, ladies and gentlemen.
Go mm-hmm. do the work. Go do the work.
And it's the crazy part about streaming is that we haven't exhausted it.
No.
What you mean?
There's still territories being added.
Mm-hmm.
Still going up. Is still being added to devices
mm-hmm.
As we speak. You came a good time, my brother.
Yeah.
You came at a great time.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Some will say.
What you got? Yeah.
I ain't saying no names.
Hey.
I ain't saying no names. I ain't saying no names. I ain't saying no names. Where you was? Who you was with? What you did? Don't say she. I ain't saying no name.
All right, he's showing out.
Friday's out. Here.
Friday's here. Yeah, that was clean. So no, we had this very, very, very important segment of the show.
Very important,
man. The people, man. They wait all week for
people
this.
People want to know, man.
Yeah,
Michael. Everybody.
They want to know. They want to know because you know they don't live the same life that you live. So they you know. They can't get behind the curtain sometime, man. They can't sneak
behind
into the show.
Man.
You know? Yeah. So this segment of the show is called I Ain't Saying No Names.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where you tell us a story, funny or fucked up, or funny and fucked up, in the travels of the journey of a young man named Friday. Francis to the high school niggas, but Friday to the people.
To the people.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. So right now, one thing we do know is that whatever story he tells us, God didn't do.
God, I'm thinking.
He might have had a hand in it.
He might have had a hand in it. Somewhere.
Maybe getting you out of it.
Getting you out of
you
it.
You know what I mean? But this is Fridays. Mm-hmm. I ain't saying no names. You done seen something, man. You been in this business? It's business, you know, you're going to see something.
Yo, I ain't see nothing.
I ain't see nothing.
I really, bro, because I'm new, bro. Like, and then most places I be is intimate. So it's like, you know how we got respect?
Yeah.
That's just where I go. Studio, career. But I will say, like, funny shit I seen.
Yeah, without saying no names.
Funny shit I seen when it's in the I notice in this industry. The niggas is more groupies than the females, bro. Mm. That's what I will say. I've seen a lot of times. Mm. I've been in these places with the biggest artists around them, next to them. And it's like, bro, like, the niggas is the more groupies than the females. That's the most shocking shit. I'm like, and the groupies be niggas that is respected.
Yeah.
Right. You think is respected, but they still trying to get
close
to the nigga, you know what I'm saying? So ain't nothing, but I seen some funny shit like that. It was like,
you ain't gonna say the niggas' names.
Yeah, it's like, bro, relax, bro. Like, we chilling.
Everybody don't have that button though. Everybody don't have the relax button. And you'll find out that very early in this game.
Niggas be trying to prove themselves.
And even to add to that, niggas is trying to connect themselves.
Yeah. And you think they already connected. It's like, bro, I thought you was connected already.
A lot of people make a living off of staying connected or close in proximity to what's cracking and what's popping.
Yeah.
Now, you're in a privileged position to where you cracking.
Yeah.
So people want to stand next to you.
Yeah.
You don't necessarily need to stand the next note.
Right. You know
what I'm saying? You've also come in this business with purpose.
Yeah.
You got purpose.
Yeah.
You got something you're going for. You got something you're pushing toward.
Mm-hmm.
Like a lot of people in this business, everybody's a transaction.
Yeah.
Every new introduction, every room that they get into, they look at people as transactions. Like, okay, what can I get out of this? What's the transaction in this? What can we, instead of just being like, you know what? We just happen to all do this same thing, and that's cool. And either I like this person or I don't like this person.
Yeah.
No matter if I ever see them again.
Correct.
These people are trying to make sure they see them again.
Yeah, exactly.
Or they get in a room.
Again.
But also not understanding that energy would also push you out of a
push
room.
Push you out.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Especially, I mean, definitely with us.
Yeah.
Then we'd be driving off somewhere, and we'd be like, man, did you? Oh, yeah, man, that nigga can't come back.
Bro. Yeah.
It's usually me saying it. Tank has never met a stranger.
Record
me,
much.
Though, I'm like, nah, bro, I'm cool, bro.
I'm a nice guy.
Nah, but no bullshit. Y'all might think I seen some shit, bro. I really don't be around like that. I be in the crib, bro, in the studio with the people I fuck with, the people I trust.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I go back to the crib. No bullshit.
Do the work.
Why not?
Keep doing the work,
but
bro.
That's funny shit. I be like, oh, shit, y'all niggas. That shit, that's the type of shit that make me, I don't want to go out, bro. I just, you know what I'm saying?
I'm
going back home.
At 26, I wish I would have had.
You should have went back home?
The I'm going back home attitude.
You had to keep the party going attitude.
Ever going back home.
I was not ever.
26
oh, shit.
In LA, hit record. Outside.
Yeah.
As long as humanly possible. Where y'all going? Where y'all going? It's 4 a.m, man. Yeah. I know, but y'all wanna do nothing else.
Hell
Brother
nah.
Friday, bro, you phenomenal talent.
Thank you, bro.
Phenomenal talent. Amazing spirit. As Brother Wendell Muhammad used to say, God rest his soul, from South Philly. Beautiful brother.
Mm-hmm.
Keep doing that. Keep doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Keep doing the work, more importantly. Cause it's doing all the talking, man. It's doing all the talking. And in meeting you and just sharing room with you, I don't think it's anywhere you can't go. Anything you won't be able to do. Lead the emotional revolution. The spiritual revolution. Where music means something again. Lead it.
Appreciate that, bro.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Tank.
I'm Jay Valentine.
This is the R&B Money Podcast, the authority on all things R&B.
Yeah.
What else can we say? It's Friday.
R&B Money!
R&B Money is a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Don't forget to subscribe to and rate our show. And you can connect with us on social media at Jay Valentine and at The Real Tank. For the extended episode, subscribe to youtube.com/R&B Money.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure. To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.